number 10,010, Thomas J. and Tammy M. Deputy, south of Road 450, 1,900 feet east of Road 612. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements and a variance from the minimum acreage requirement for a poultry house.
Both can testify?
Yes.
These are your names and mailing addresses, please. Thomas M.
Can you spell your last name for me?
A-N-N-A-N-D.
N-A-N-D.
A-N-N-A-N-D.
Gentlemen, both. Put your hands on it. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Is this division settling something, or what's the purpose of the...
Okay. My name is Doug Annan. I'm the surveyor on this job. There's a note here on the survey in the lower right-hand corner. This entire property is presently mortgaged through a high-interest commercial loan. The purpose of the survey is to create a separate lot for the existing dwelling, so the owners can obtain a obtain a residential mortgage for their home. It would be financially benefiting to the owners to separate the business from the residential property. We are seeking a setback variance, two setback variances, and an acreage variance.
So this will still retain, but be retained by the same owner?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
Yes. Is there also a dwelling on the sub? Will there be a dwelling on the subdivided property with the chicken houses?
No.
No, sir.
Okay. I believe that requires then it's less than 20 acres.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that also requires a special use exception to have a building on a. On the property without a dwelling. Is that correct?
To have a house on the...
Have a building on the property, a less than 20 acres without the dwelling, and AR1.
You're only permitted to have accessory structures only for a period of 6 months. So unless you have...
For less than an acre.
Hmm?
We got about 2.5 and the 1, 2.3, 2.29.
What we have is the residential, the new lot, the residential area will be 2.5 acres.
Where the house is.
Where the house is.
Right.
And the residual commercial area will be about 3.5 acres.
And the chicken house that sits right on the property line, what's going to happen to that?
It's going to be destroyed.
Okay. Now, you've got a note here about the county line to be used as a new lot line.
Yeah, that's for convenience sake.
It continues on again across the other parcel, but is not a line of division.
No, I'm just showing... showing the county line, and because we didn't want to do any, you know, make any changes in Kent County, we used the Kent-Sussex line to be the northerly line of the new lot.
Okay.
And
so now you're going to have
two lots. It'll be.
So how do you access this property?
We access this property through this paved existing entrance.
Okay.
It will have a easement, 40-foot wide easement from County Road 450 through the portion in Kent County to the Sussex County line where the new lot.
I think what you're probably going to need to do is go before planning and zoning and get a proper subdivision, because you don't have any road frontage on your requested subdivision. You have to have 150 feet of road frontage. And I believe you'll find the ordinance that anything under 20 acres in AR1, a property that has any type of building structure must also have a dwelling. No? What is it?
It's no accessory building shall be constructed upon a lot for more than 6 months prior to being constructed of main building. Lots located in AR and GR districts containing a minimum of 1 acre are exempt from this provision. Do you want a copy, or do you want me to pass this down?
What section is it?
115.14. Article 3.
Say 115.14.
Mm-hmm. It's on page 26.
The two poultry houses on the other lot are crossing over the property line now?
No.
That's not the property line.
That's the
county line.
That's the county line. I wanted to show the two residual areas, the residual in Kent County and the residual in Sussex County, but that's all to remain just one lot.
Okay.
Well, it's still going to have 150 feet of road frontage.
Which you do have, right?
No, it has no road frontage.
It's accessed by an easement. I have a letter here from the Planning Commission, dated October 25th, 2007.
Why don't you hand that up there and let them.
One question: where is the northerly line of the residential lot now? Is it the county line?
Yes.
Okay. So it does not border County Road 450.
Right.
So therefore, you don't have any road frontage for that lot.
No, this lot is tended to be accessed by a 40-foot wide easement that I think planning and zoning said would be okay. If we got approval from DelDOT and from Kent County, which we have.
Do you want me to pass this down?
Sure.
From Shane.
If I understand this right, you do have some road frontage in here, right then? Can you come here up here?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the line, right? This is your parcel right here?
Yes. Okay. That's the.
So this is going with this?
Yeah, and that belongs to him also.
Yes. Yeah. So you do have road frontage here for these two chicken houses. You got 56.968 feet right there, right?
Yeah, and then you have curve.
A curve. But this is your road frontage here. This is different from this, right? Am I right on that or not?
Yeah. This is all one lot here, right? This one and all across
here
is all one lot.
So you got some road frontage right He got that much road frontage.
For this lot, yeah, he's got it all.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have any road frontage.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that the total...
See, that's not a road here, this is a ditch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So he's got this.
Yeah, that's all he's got, this much road frontage. Mm-hmm.
The total frontage is about 210 feet or 200...
For here, this one.
No, but that doesn't have any road frontage.
No, okay.
The total road frontage is... That's about, what, 60 feet? And then the on curve is about... So it's about 215 feet.
Okay, so he needs the road frontage for this one then.
Yeah, we're gonna, but the idea is we're not gonna do any subdividing in Kent County.
Okay.
We're just gonna do it in Sussex County, and it would be accessed by a 40-foot lot easement.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you might want to see if there's any opposition or people in favor of. Otherwise, I'm going to make a motion to table this.
Okay, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we table case number
10,010
for further investigation from the staff.
I have a second.
Second.
It's been regularly moved and seconded to table case 10,010 until we resolve some of the issues that are in question, probably by our next regular meeting.
And what that means is the public hearing's closed, so there's no more testimony. But you're welcome to come back and listen to our whatever discussion we have.
And we'll be given notice on when the next meeting and all
that. The next meeting will be the January
1st, Monday
7th. And if you wish not to attend, then you can call the office on the 8th and they can tell you if there's any further deliberation or decision made.
Okay.
See, our two concerns are that it doesn't have 150 feet of road frontage, regardless of how wide the lot is. And the other, I'm not sure about having a parcel without a dwelling, or without buildings.
I do know that there's other people that have done that with separated out their chicken. No, I'm not saying that was right.
Yes, there have been. I'm not debating what she's told us, but I think there's another part of the ordinance that addresses outbuildings, and we have made granted variances or special use exceptions for those situations. Yeah. But we need to make sure that everything's covered so that it's done properly.
Yeah. Can I get you guys want copies of that letter, or
we have a copy here.
Yeah. Is that your only copy?
Yes.
It's from planning and zoning.
Yeah.
Can we get a copy and substitute?
Can I keep that until the morning and give you the original back?
Yes. Yeah.
Make a copy?
Yeah.
Copy your own? They'll make a copy of it for us, and then they'll give you the original.
I'll just stop over in the morning.
Well, no, just give me about 5 minutes, and we'll run and make a copy real quick so you can have this back.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion as presented, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion to carry. Table till January 7th.
Case number 10,000.